It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. Authorities in Northern California are asking for the public's help in finding a 16-year-old girl. She went missing after attending a party at a campground and may have been abducted. Kylie Rodney of Truckee was last seen Saturday near the Prosser Family Campground in Truckee at a party attended by more than 100 minors and young adults, according to the Placer County Sheriff's Office. Her phone has been out of service since the party, and her car, a 2013 silver Honda CRV, has not been found, the office said. A spokeswoman with the sheriff's office says the teen's disappearance is being treated as an abduction because officials haven't been able to find her car. The sheriff's office has set up a tip line for anyone with information. The number is 530-581-6320, option 7, and callers can remain anonymous. Reno City Council member Neoma Jardin resigned yesterday. Jardin will take a job as the executive director of the Downtown Reno Partnership, a business improvement district made up of 1,500 downtown property owners. Jardin was serving on the Reno City Council for 10 years, representing Ward 5. Jardin's last day will be this Wednesday. The city will call a special meeting to discuss how to fill the vacancy. Monkeypox cases in Washoe County are up to 3. KUNR's Lucretia Cunningham reports the health district is focused on community awareness.
The new cases came the day after the White House declared monkeypox a public health emergency. While the risk to the general public remains low, the Washoe County Health District wants people to understand that the disease can affect anyone. Michelle Wagner is the director of clinical services at Northern Nevada Hopes and says there are concerns people with symptoms won't report them if there's misinformation.
I really don't want the message to be that this is something that strictly affects the LGBTQI community and can affect everyone. So everyone that does have signs and symptoms can get treated and can get tested.
Wagner added that this is a great time to remember hand washing and social distancing. Monkeypox spreads by having prolonged physical contact with a person who is infected. There is a vaccine for monkeypox, with only enough for about 150 people. Officials at the health district say they're ready to implement pandemic-era vaccination practices should the time come. Lucretia Cunningham, KUNR News.
A new analysis shows that states around our region have varying degrees of success when it comes to children's well-being. Emma Gibson has more for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Data from the Annie E. Casey Foundation looks at everything from child poverty and high school graduation rates to teen birth rates. That's to establish child well-being across the country. New Mexico ranked last for overall well-being, but Amber Wallen with New Mexico Voices for Children says it's complicated, especially since the data looks from 2016 to 2020.
I think while a lot of our states in the Mountain West have been making progress across a number of different indicators, which we don't want to lose sight of, that is very important, but COVID set us all back a bit.
She says the data doesn't account for recent policy changes that support children, like state tax credits. Nevada was also at the bottom of the list at 47. However, Utah ranked fourth in the country for overall child well-being. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Emma Gibson.
And the Carson City School District has officially opened the expanded Eagle Valley Middle School, one of the district's two middle schools. The expansion project resulted in 12 new classrooms and 2 STEM labs. The district also built additional office and workroom space, restrooms, storage, and outdoor learning areas. The $14 million project took 13 months to complete before wrapping last week. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.